It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. To understand the latest development on Congress's Deficit Reduction Committee, it helps to recall how we got here.
Over the summer, Republican lawmakers insisted on big deficit reductions. Their battle with Democrats took the nation to the brink of defaulting on its debts. The Fed chairman said the battle probably disrupted the economy, and afterward, Standard & Poor's downgraded U.S. debt.
A bitter compromise established a congressional committee to find bipartisan debt reductions. That was the solution lawmakers approved for a problem that they defined as vital to our children and grandchildren.
Today's the deadline for the so-called supercommittee to announce their plan, but it's widely expected the committee will admit it has failed. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
The supercommittee was created with the hope that 12 members of Congress, 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans, sitting together in a room, could accomplish what so many others could not. The goal was $1.2 trillion in deficit reductions, but it appears the supercommittee wasn't so super after all. It's kryptonite, fundamental differences between the two parties over taxes and entitlements, though mostly it was about taxes. Democratic Senator Patty Murray is co-chair of the committee, and she appeared on CNN's State of the Union yesterday.
There is one sticking divide, and that is the issue of what I call shared sacrifice.
That is, if programs like Medicare and Medicaid are going to be on the table, then Democrats on the committee believe the Bush-era tax cuts for the highest income earners should be allowed to expire.
The wealthiest of Americans, those who earn over $1 million every year, have to share too. And that line in the sand, we haven't seen any Republicans willing to cross yet.
About a week and a half ago, the Republican side did offer $300 billion in increased revenue, but only if the Bush-era tax cuts were made permanent, with upper-income tax rates actually going down even further. Democrats weren't willing to accept the rate cut. Meanwhile, Republicans say Democrats weren't willing to give enough on reforms to entitlement programs, like Medicare and Medicaid. Republican Senator John Kyle from Arizona spoke on NBC's Meet the Press.
Nothing new came out of this. From the Democratic side, it was the same thing. Raise taxes, pass the president's jobs bill, no entitlement reform. On the Republican side, you had the one true breakthrough, and that was this new concept of tax reform, which could generate revenue.
Democratic Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts was also on NBC. He says Democrats offered, quote, huge, hard, tough, horrible reductions in programs Democrats hold dear.
We put every single sacred cow on the table. They know that they could have had many things that a lot of us, you know, hate to even talk about publicly because we're going to get, you know, people are going to say, what? You guys were thinking of doing all those things?
But in exchange, Democrats wanted tax changes the Republicans weren't willing to give. Alice Rivlin is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and was budget director for President Clinton.
Each side was prepared to offer more if they thought the other side was operating in good faith.
Rivlin has served on 2 bipartisan commissions that came up with deficit reduction plans, and she advised the supercommittee. She calls the apparent failure of the committee a disappointment, a missed opportunity.
Each side distrusted the other. The Democrats were afraid to offer serious entitlement cuts because they thought the Republicans will just take that and then not give any revenues. The Republicans said if we offer serious revenues, the Democrats will just take that and they're not serious about the entitlement cuts.
And so members of the supercommittee spent Sunday morning positioning themselves to make the other guy look bad instead of putting the finishing touches on a grand deficit reduction deal. And it all came back to taxes. Here's Republican Congressman Jeb Hensarling of Texas on Fox News Sunday.
It's not about assigning blame, but we are unaware of any Democratic offer that didn't include at least a $1 trillion tax increase on the American economy.
Democrat Patty Murray blamed a Republican anti-tax pledge to the group Americans for Tax Reform.
As long as we have some Republican lawmakers who feel more enthralled with a pledge they took to a Republican lobbyist than they do to a pledge to the country to solve the problems, this is going to be hard to do.
Everyone went into this knowing that bridging the partisan divide was going to be hard, though it appears with less than a year until the election, it was just too hard, even for a supercommittee. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The Capitol.